Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one of you. This is the Prophetic Wind, Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith, and I am blessed to have you as my guest on tonight. I am excited about tonight. I know the Lord has a word in due season for his people on tonight, and it is one of those nights where you're just like, I just want to relax in the presence of God and hear a good word. And so we are going to, you know, take out our knives and our forks and begin to eat on the steak of the word on tonight. I am honored to have a dear friend and a woman of God who I admire greatly on the podcast tonight. And her name is Pastor Joanne Angelo, and, you know, just so you guys know, this woman of God's resume and accolades, I could go on and on and on, but the thing that I love about her most is her humility. There has been so many times when I've had to call this woman of God and be like, I just need a shoulder to cry on, and she listens. And so I know her life. I know the fruit that bears from her life, and I thank God for that. And I know everyone is used to us having a longer intro, but I want to give a shout out to King Shad, who made us our own personal intro on tonight. And I can't say enough about it. I love it. And it has shortened our intro a little bit, so we don't have that 3-minute long intro anymore, so you'll get a little minute blurb, and I will still do a segment as God leads where we will get to showcase a new Christian artist. Amen. And so at this time, I just want to introduce and allow the woman of God to say hello to all of you. So God bless you, Pastor Angela. How are you today?
I'm just fine, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to do this, to be with your people, and my prayer is that I will say something tonight that will make a difference in their life, that will open their eyes and their ears to the fact that they do have a destiny. They need to be aware of some things, and that's kind of the crux of the message. So whenever you tell me to start, I'm ready to go.
Amen, amen. Well, the scripture that I've chosen for tonight comes out of John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, "A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." And so tonight, the woman of God is going to unpack a dynamic message for us. I'm not going to go into it because she's going to go into it in detail, but I encourage each and every one of you, you know, pull out your journals, pull out your Bibles, take some notes, because this is going to be something that is going to help you in your now and your future. Amen. And so at this time, I am turning over the mic to Pastor Joanne. God bless you, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Thank you. We just praise the Lord for every opportunity we have to share the word. And I always say when I'm teaching that I like to start at start. And so let's begin there tonight. And I want to begin by making a declaration to you and saying that you have a prophetic destiny in God. I know that most of you know that. I know that you understand it, because God's word promises us that we have a purpose and we have a hope and we have a way to reach that destiny. And he defines our destiny. It's continually moving toward an expected end. When God has a destiny for us, he has a place for us, a specific place for us to move in it. The question is always, how do I get there? And the scripture tells us that God has already given you everything that you need. He has given you courage. He's given you strength. He's given you determination, everything that you need to reach that destination. And that's true. But my message tonight wants you to understand something. I want you to understand that in order to get to your destiny, you're going to have to navigate through some destiny thieves. How many of you know that the enemy doesn't want you to get to your destiny? He doesn't want you to reach the full potential that God has for you. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about how to navigate through some destiny thieves so that we can get to the place that God has for us, so that we can use the gifts and the talents that he's given us. So first off, always we have to start with the enemy, whose plan for your destiny is total destruction. There is a thief who will use any means necessary. In fact, Prophetess Letitia read that scripture at the beginning, John 10:10. The thief's main purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. It's his job description, and he's very good at it. And he desires to steal your destiny, and he will work overtime to do it. But you can win, and that's the crux of the message, by knowing who you are in Christ, by knowing the truth of the word, by allowing the word to overcome the opposition so it can set you free, by relentlessly seeking God and being aware of the strategies of the enemy. Yes, God is offering you a destiny greater than anything that you have dreamed or imagined. But I want to say to you tonight, be on guard. Be on guard because Satan is also working relentlessly to distract you, seduce you, and to shame you out of it. His strategy is to have you simply dismiss your destiny and any increase that God has for you. In fact, he will actually try to lock you out of your own destiny by something called hope deferred. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12, and it says this: hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred is when you feel resistance as you try to move forward in your destiny. You feel pressured on all sides as Satan applies pressure and attempts to keep you down into old patterns of behavior, to keep you down into old patterns of strongholds. You know, the word deferred doesn't only mean delayed. It also means a hope that is seized. The enemy is not simply planning to delay your promises. His desired result is death to your promises, death to your dreams, death to your breakthroughs. He desires to seize them and to squeeze the life out of them until you no longer believe that you have any worth in God. But the Bible says this. It says God gives us exceeding and great promises. He's the greatest promise keeper of all time. He will never bail out on us. He will remind us of the untold blessing available. I like to say all the time, how would you live your life differently if you really believed every promise in the Word? Commentators say there's over 700 promises in the Word of God. How would we live our life differently if we really believed the Word of God? Because if Satan can steal the hope that comes with the promises and the prophetic words from God, then he establishes this structure over our life. It's almost like a death structure that's created when the enemy leads you to build upon the past instead of the future. You see, that's his goal. When I use the phrase, he locks us down, what he's trying to do is to lock us into our past so that we don't get to the present, so that we don't get to the future, so that we don't get to that expected end. In other words, past pain becomes the foundation upon which you build your future decisions. Well, I'm not going to do that because I was hurt. I'm not going to go there because I feel like God disappointed me. That's the enemy trying to lock you down. Satan helps you to build on past failures and disappointments and weaknesses. Once that structure is in place, he's able to gain illegitimate authority over your life. We have to come to a point where we leave the past behind us, where we focus our face. The scripture says, set your face as a flint toward God. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. And above all things, don't look back. Cord that's designed to preserve your promises, dreams, and destinies. It's called the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is a strong three-stranded cord. But we know that everything that's real and authentic has a counterfeit. And the concept of a threefold cord takes on an entirely new dimension when we consider it in the context of spiritual warfare. That destructive cord is made up of three women in the Old Testament whose demonic spirits are still trying to build to bring destruction into your life today. They are the spirits of Jezebel, Athaliah, and Delilah. Now, I know that that might sound strange to you, but please hang in there with me. I have a purpose, and just like God, I have a plan and a purpose to help you to be set free, because the scripture says who the Lord sets free is free indeed. I want you to be free to move out of your past, move into your future, move into every promise that God has given you, move into every prophetic word that's been spoken over your life. And this spiritual teamwork of Jezebel, her daughter Athaliah, and their friend Delilah together have a threefold plan to seduce you, to be controlling, to self-centered and manipulative. All the attributes that lead you away from your destiny and into a pattern of destruction. Now, all of us are familiar with the Jezebel spirit. We understand that it's a spirit. It's not male. It's not female. It's a spirit. We all understand that she controls through flattery and false prophecy, that she attracts the weak and the codependent, that she operates in confusion and promotes idolatry and has an extreme dislike for authority. We understand that. But what I want you to understand tonight is the demonic forces of Athaliah and Delilah team up with her to oppose you. They make this three-stranded cord that wants to call you out of your destiny. Jezebel is definitely the one that's in charge. The other two are co-laboring with her. The Jezebel spirit is actually a principality. And what does the scripture say? It says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places. Because what happens is that she finds entrance almost into an entire family, into an entire church, into an entire city, and into the individuals who live in those places. When someone in your life is operating in a spirit of control or rebellion or just plain insubordination, they are operating in the spirit of Jezebel, and you need to be able to recognize them, stand up to them, and get out from under them. During a Jezebel-type attack, you will battle against spirits of conflict and confusion. Let me give you some examples. A spirit of control is when someone says to you, your gifts are not important. Your gifts are not allowed to flow. You just need to go and sit for a while. Your gifts are not mature enough. God is the one that matures your gifts. Yes, we have to study. Yes, we have to pray. Yes, we want people to speak into our lives. But God is the one that matures our gifts. Another spirit of Jezebel is a spirit of manipulation. When someone gives you a word and then says to you, don't let anyone else pray for you. Don't let anyone else prophesy over you because you're going to get confused. Well, you're not going to get confused. The fact is that they're working out of a spirit of manipulation and control. And another one that's so prevalent is seductive thoughts, spirits of fear and anxiety, and even panic. Do you know that there's a scripture in the Psalms? It's Psalm 55 in verse 4. And it actually describes what a panic attack feels like. This is what David said. He said, my heart pounds in my chest. The terror of death assaults me. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. My friends and my beloved, I want you to be aware that the Jezebel spirit will do this to you. The Jezebel spirit will lock you down into a place of control and anxiety where you can't move in the gifts. The other thing about Jezebel is that it always works with the spirit of Ahab. Remember in the scripture, Ahab was Jezebel's husband. Why does she try to work with the spirit of Ahab? Because Ahab represents a passive spirit. The spirit of Ahab is unassertive. It's silent. It avoids conflict. Ahab will encourage you not to fight, but to just give in to someone else's control. Okay, I'm going to sit down. Okay, I won't use my gifts. Okay, maybe I didn't really hear from God. Maybe that really wasn't God. That's the spirit of Ahab that works together with the spirit of control. You want to overcome that. You want to counteract that. And how do you counteract it? There's another person in Scripture. His name is Jehu. It will take the mantle of Jehu to overthrow the Jezebel spirit. I know that I'm giving you a lot of information. I understand that. And I know that it's a lot to absorb. But what I really, really want you to understand is I believe with all of my heart and with all of my soul that when we come into the kingdom of God, when we become saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, it's because God has a plan and a purpose for our life. It's because he has a destination. It's because there's people whose lives he wants us to touch and change and bring into the kingdom. And what I'm trying to share with you is to be aware that there are roadblocks. There are roadblocks to the promises of God. And if I do anything tonight, I want to help you to overcome those roadblocks and to get to the place of not only of courage, but the place of confidence in knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that his promises are yes and amen. So let's talk about Jehu for a minute. Jehu was the commander who commanded the strongholds to go. He was anointed and he knew it, so he didn't back down. He was a conqueror because he brought the spirit of repentance. You need to purpose in your heart to be a conqueror. Let me give you a scripture. It's a familiar scripture, but I want you to purpose in your heart this scripture. It's Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor height, nor depth, nor things to come, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." I want you to know tonight that the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Ahab, and we're going to talk about the spirit of Athaliah and Delilah, those spirits cannot separate you from the love of God. They cannot separate you from the plans and purposes that God has for you. These verses are about the victory that Christ has won for us. It's what makes us more than conquerors. Do you know the difference between a conqueror and more than a conqueror? Let me tell you. A conqueror is someone who goes to war and wins, and that's wonderful. But you know what more than a conqueror is? More than a conqueror is someone who wins the battle and never has to fight the war, and that's us. Jesus fought the war for us. We are winners. We are conquerors. Because there's no force, no life, no death, not angels, not demons, indeed nothing that can separate you from the love of God. False teachers and prophets are the very demonic entities that empower them, and they cannot separate you from the love of God. Now let's talk about Athaliah. Athaliah was a woman of blind ambition. She was the daughter of Jezebel. She was actually twice as vicious and more determined to destroy the anointed of God than her mother was. In fact, she would kill and steal and destroy, just like we talked about the enemy, to get her way. She was married to King Jehoram, the king of Judah, and upon his death, she actually murdered all of her children and all of her grandchildren so that she could be queen. Can you possibly imagine someone that would do that? She was ruled by jealousy, bitterness, anger, and pride. She was violently aggressive. But you know what? God always has a plan. A maidservant took her youngest son and hid him for 7 years until he was old enough to be king. And when he came forth to claim what was his, she called it treason and betrayal. Because the spirit of Athaliah will always accuse others of the acts that she's committing. Don't ever let anyone accuse you of the things that they're doing so that it makes them feel better. Remember that you're free from those things. You're free from bondage. You're free from strongholds because you're free in the kingdom of God. And so as Jezebel's daughter, she inherited this hatred for authority, determined to gain control at any cost. Watch for those subtle characteristics in those that have access to your life, because what they bring is bitterness and anger. They bring pride and aggression, self-centeredness, and seducing spirits. The goal for us is to overcome these strongholds with the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. When God has a plan for your life, you have been anointed, you have been appointed to carry that plan out. And Athaliah will come against you and try to kill that plan just out of jealousy, just out of spirit of competitiveness, because she has to be better. Let's talk about Delilah for a minute. Delilah was a friend of Jezebel's and Athaliah's. Delilah is one who made an unholy alliance, and sometimes we do that, and we don't even realize that we're doing that. We connect ourselves to. That's what the scripture tells us about being unequally yoked. And that doesn't just have to do with marriage and marriage partners. It has to do with friends. It has to do with other Christians. Being unequally yoked is something that's very dangerous. It's something that will steal the anointing from you. And so betrayal was her strong suit. She would betray anyone to get what she wanted. And what she wanted was wealth. And what she wanted was position. And so because of that, she becomes the person in Scripture that has the most seducing spirit of all of them. If you remember from Scripture that she's the one that betrayed Samson, the Philistine, so that the Philistines, she took money from the Philistines because they paid her to find out where Samson's strength came from. Sometimes someone will come into your life with a motive because someone else that's jealous of you says, well, you can get closer to her. You can get closer to him. That's what they did to Delilah. They knew that they couldn't get close to Samson, but they knew that Delilah could. So they paid her to find out where his strength came from. And although he held out for a while, he finally gave in, and he told her that he was a Nazarene and he had taken the Nazarite vow, and that he had never cut his hair, and his strength came from cutting his hair, from not cutting his hair. So lo and behold, Samson falls asleep, and what does Delilah do? She cuts off his hair. She cuts off his strength. And so Samson ends up finally telling her the truth because his feelings for her prove stronger than wisdom. You know, God gives us the gift of wisdom. It's a spiritual gift. He gives it to us so that we have almost feelers. Wisdom and discernment are feelers that, you know, God puts out so that when people come into our lives or situations and circumstances come into our lives that are not right for us. You know, sometimes we say, you know, well, I just had this knowing in my knower that it wasn't right, or I was just unsettled about it. But what it really is it's using your spiritual gift of wisdom. It's using your spiritual gift of discernment. Sometimes we don't use it. Sometimes because we want to be part of a group, we want to be part of the in crowd, we want to be part of the leadership. And so we take what God has shown us in discernment and we put it aside. And this is the question that I asked, because what happened was Samson actually put his head on Delilah's lap. That's how he fell asleep. And it made it very convenient for her to cut his hair so that he lost his strength. And my question to you is, on whose lap are you putting your head? Because not everyone who's his friend is a friend. Delilah betrayed him, allowing the Philistines to blind him, gouge out his eyes, and take him away as a slave. All this she did for a quantity of silver that was promised to her. Delilah was the original femme fatale. this is a three-stranded cord of seduction. Remember in the beginning I said there's a three-stranded cord, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. It's a three-stranded cord that is working for you and not against you. But there's also a three-stranded cord that's seducive, that's out seductive, that's out to rob your freedom, your strength, and your destiny. It's out to block your breakthroughs. And so I want you to just beware. Remember, these women are very real in Scripture, but they all carry a spirit that's alive and well in the church and in the world today, the spirit of control, the spirit of jealousy, and the spirit of that says that if whatever I want, I can take, the seductive spirit. And so when they try to seduce you, they really want to chain you down in circumstances. And I just want to say again, and I know that I've said it before, but the Scripture tells us that you can be free. And how can you be free? You can be free when you don't hold on to rejection and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. You know, sometimes we keep hold on to those things like they're security blankets. We feel that if we put them away, we'll have nothing to hold on to. The three-stranded cord works against you when you make vows and judgments against others, or when you put your trust in others instead of God. Do you know how dangerous it is to make a vow? When you make a vow, that settles so deep in your psyche, in your spirit. When you make vows like, well, I might forgive, but I'll never forget, or I'll never marry anybody like my father. Those are vows that are so unhealthy.
Pastor Joanne, we're going to take just a quick break. I'm going to try to figure out what's going on with the sound really quick. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go ahead and feature the local Christian artist. And then we're going to come back to Pastor Joanne and allow her to finish her teaching. I'm just going to figure out what's going on with the ticking. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I can hear it really loud. So
okay.
I'm going to take that.
I probably only need about 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. We can't hear you over the ticking. So give me 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Praise God. That was Prophetess Nicole Davis, who was our guest speaker last night. Her song, Expectancy, you can get that off Reverb Nation. And again, please pop over, give the woman of God a like, maybe download some of her content. The woman of God is so anointed, and she will bless your soul with the songs of the Lord. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, and we are going to turn this back over to Pastor Joanne. Pastor Joanne, can you hear me okay? Uh-oh. Amen. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Give us two more minutes.
This is crazy.
Hear them talking and talking to you. He say, she say. Everybody's saying that it can't be there. He say, she say, they say. Say what you wanna say, oh yeah. Everybody's saying that it can't be there. They see giants walking in the land, but not really care if I'm the only one. Saying, yes, we can. Those that are for me are far more than those who are against me. We're pulling out our swords. Anything that don't look like you and talk like you, you gotta come down. Death to the ways of the city with me, carrying divinity set apart, tear it down to the earth. The strongholds of poverty, greedy, simple living, and reveling in demonic prisons. Been given instructions to tear it down. The city is yours, say it the Lord. Be sure to tear down the things that are your part. Look, follow my words to the letter for sure. Victory is given and show you secure. Listen to me and your ways to be pure. The first of the last ones are bent to the floor. Blaze, eternal fire from heaven, devour all the hedonistic tendencies that we carry within. Rain from the floodgates of heaven, grace and mercy, fruits of the spirit. So when we speak the truth, the faithless hear it and they are saved.
The Lord has given us a city. He's given us a city. The Lord has given us a city.
They don't have a clue. They can't see what I see, cause this is supernatural. Their plans are always failing, and this is factual. 99 experts could have told me that the battle can't be won, but 10 righteous men could put off like 100 billion. Rise up, King Jesus, like you did many times before. Cause any words of fire kick open any door. This on the one for Lego, will you don't it promise me that you bless my every move, enlarge my boundary, that you dignify this nation and you serve a family. They say it can't be done, but you don't got the impossibilities.
Yeah.
And I know
the Lord has given us the city.
The Lord has given us the city.
The Lord has given us the city. Oh. The Lord has given us the city.
The city,
he has given us the city. The Lord has given us the city.
Okay, praise God. Thank God for each and every one of you, and thank you for being patient through all of the technical issues we are having tonight. For some reason, the system is giving us quite a issue. So at this point, Pastor Joanne has been kicked off, and she cannot get back on. We have several people that are trying to call in and are getting busy signals, so I thank God for all of you that were able to get on. And we may have to end up inviting Pastor Joanne back on for another evening. Well, she was coming back anyway, but to finish the word on Destiny Thieves. But basically, she was giving you and unpacking for you the strategies that the enemy uses to take away your destiny from you. And in many ways, as you heard, the weapons that he is forming against us are in the realms of accusation, lies, jealousy. It all factors into the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, right? So we have an understanding that not everyone that is you are in their midst are operating in the spirit of God. And so when these spirits are allowed to come in, they can try to tear you down, break you down. I don't know about you, but I've been around quite a while in the kingdom, and so I've definitely had individuals that you need me, you know, to be somebody. And that is a telltale sign that there is an issue and a problem and a spirit in operation that is not God, because the only spirit I need is the spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, who the Lord said, I send in my stead. And so she was unctioning you and admonishing you to make sure you know whose lap you're lying in, who you are allowing in, who you are allowing to speak into your life, lay hands on you, teach you, groom you. Because how many of you know spirits transfer? And so what can end up happening is you're now dealing with all these different issues that you never had before, and you're trying to figure out where all this is coming from, and you're not looking at the plate that you're eating off of. So you want to make sure that who you are sitting with at that table is good, has served you up good food, has you washed their hands before they cook the food for you. That is, a very practical way of thinking about it. You know, a lot of people say, I don't eat out of just anybody's kitchen, but yet you'll go to everybody's service and everybody's church and everybody's, right? So when you're in that position, and I'm not saying don't fellowship or anything like that, because I am a fellowshipper. I believe we are a body jointly fitted together, but you have to have discernment of who is imparting into your life. Amen. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines and allow people a chance to comment, share testimony, ask for prayer requests. Yes, tonight is going to be a little shorter than normal. We have another guest speaker on for tomorrow night that has totally slipped my mind right now. I'm like, I can't. One moment. Okay, amen. Okay, actually, I am scheduled for tomorrow night. So, amen. So, I am actually going to be teaching on the resting place, also known as that secret place of God. So I want each of you to, again, come with your notebooks, come with your pen pads, amen. And we are working on, like I said, we're working on the platform, some of the technical issues that's happening in the background. And as we are able to upgrade or find something a little better, I hope that each and every one of you wouldn't mind following us over to a new venue, because this system is giving us a lot of issues. Okay. So at this time, I'm going to call the number ending in 5990, 5990. God bless you. How are you? Okay, no, it actually, 1021.
Good evening. This is Natasha. I was enjoying what I heard so far. And I had a question pertaining to Destiny Thieves. You said the woman of God was talking about the different spirits that, you know, the Jezebel spirit and just different things, you know, the different spirits that fight against those that are in leadership. The one that really stands out most is jealousy. My question is, in your experience, that one has been a big one for me, jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Where, why do you think jealousy runs so rampant in the body of Christ. Not just in the body of Christ, but I have endured that since I can remember in my life. So why do you think that one is such, you know, that one is like a hellhound. It chases you down.
It does. It does. One reason is because, again, remember, a lot of the spirits come through those three deadly sins, right? The pride of life, the lust of the flesh. So people have natural tendencies in their flesh, right, that allow these spirits in and give these spirits leeway to act up as much as they want to. So if you have a person that is dealing with, let's say, low self-esteem, and they are not fighting the spirit, they're just entertaining that spirit. Well, guess what? Low self-esteem could open the door up to jealousy and slander and all these different other spirits that could come in and begin to operate and piggyback off of that spirit. Now, I am one who has also faced jealousy. I don't know anyone who hasn't. And it always takes me off guard when I have when I realize, wait a minute, that's what I'm up against, right? Because I'm thinking there's nothing to be jealous over.
Correct.
But a lot of times there is a, you know, that manifestation also lets you know that there is a calling upon your life that the enemy may not even know what it is, but he has an understanding because of the buzz in the spirit realm around you that there is something here that I need to stop. So he starts using people to try to tear you down. He starts using people to try to uproot your anointing. He'll start using people to call, you know, that want to put you underfoot, right? And that's what Jezebel does. That her daughter would just try to kill you, period. You know, and so there is a tying together of these spirits. And remember, the word of God tells us that when a house is swept clean, the spirit will try to return with seven of its children. So we have an understanding that spirits kind of cooperate in that way. And so, you know, Pastor Joanne, I wish she was still on here. She actually has an amazing, amazing teaching, and we're going to reschedule her for the remainder of that teaching. But the spirit of jealousy runs rampant. There's lots of reasons why the spirit of jealousy runs rampant in the body of believers and just in the world, period. Mainly because we're always competing against one another. We don't know how to celebrate one another. And so when we get into that type of spirit, that spirit is more than willing to kind of jump in and operate. And you know, we always use those sayings, don't let the devil use you. Well, that's what ends up happening. The devil, his minions use people, places, things to try to destroy people. And ultimately, the spirit of jealousy is no different. It can even be a murderous spirit. Yes. Absolutely. So I hope that answered your question, woman of God.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. And, you know, there's one other thing I will say that is really interesting to me, and that is, you know, as the body of believers, we should be one another's cheerleaders. If my sister is successful, I'm successful. If my brother is successful, I'm successful. But we have to get to a place of maturity to understand that what one person has doesn't necessarily mean that what I have isn't enough, you know. So I want to throw that piece in there too, because I feel in my spirit there's a lot of maturity issues as well, and that allows the spirit to operate. So, amen.
Okay.
So I love. Amen. So I love. Okay, I'm gonna go on to the number ending in 7810. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to go on to the number ending in 1028. God bless you. Okay, amen. Unfortunately, like I said, we've had a lot of system issues, and I had at least 8 people get kicked off in about 2.2 seconds. So, and that's okay. We work through technical issues. We're family, and I thank God for the opportunity for you guys to be here. I will be calling Pastor Joanne as soon as we get off the line, get her rescheduled, and we will move forward. But I will see each of you at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. I want you to watch the post, though. I may possibly be looking for another venue. Hopefully, I can find one by the end of tonight. Because I definitely 100% want to make sure that everybody is able to get on who wants to be on, and also to be able to receive what God has for them. So watch the Facebook post, maybe a different call-in number, okay? So I love each and every one of you, and at this time we're going to go ahead and dismiss the line. God bless you.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Keep the rest still God. Still going hard. Then they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many men in one body, keep it fresh, still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how.